neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Today we have a special mitzvah, the Eschad Shiluach HaRed. So this mitzvah, an additional mitzvah only, in Tata Oshai mentions that what the reward is. One is Shiluach HaRed and respecting the parents.
One is easy,
which one is easy? And the other one?
The other one that takes forever, you never know.
So that's why nobody does it. We respecting parents.
But there is another one, to say, for the weight to be correct, the measurement to be correct, no?
Well, that's only for your benefit in the land, it says. But the only two mitzvah that we are informed about the reward is Shiluach HaRed, sending the mother, and Kibud Abayim.
Same reward, but one is very easy.
How is this logical? Because to send the bird away and take the babies or the egg, it's an easy thing to do, no?
Yeah.
It's very easy. So now respecting parents, as Gemara brings, who could respect his parents?
Endless.
All the details, you know, all the halachot that he has, who would be able to respect these parents accurately? And the question is, how could it be that we have a simple mitzvah and a very, very difficult mitzvah? And they both are rewarded exactly the same. How could be such a thing?
Because we cannot, for other mitzvot also, we cannot say this mitzvah has more importance than the other one, or maybe this one has more reward. So all the mitzvot comes, we have to do it.
Chazal Baruch. So now here we learn that you cannot be picky, because we don't know which mitzvah is greater than the other.
Yeah.
We have no clue that which mitzvah will be benefited more than the other. So here is an example, the Shiluach HaRed has the same reward as respecting parents. It's an impossible mitzvah rather than such an easy mitzvah.
Which one is impossible?
We just finished with it. Respecting parents.
Is it impossible?
It's impossible. If one really wants to respect his parents, it's next to impossible. To make your parents happy? Which parents you know they're happy with their kids? You know any? No, you know anybody?
If you might have the expectation, then finding
no, the point of the matter here is if the parents are permitted to mochel der kabod, or the children they would think that the respect to the parents doesn't apply to them, let's say. You know, see, the fact of the matter here is that this is a siman shulchan aruch, it's very, very vast. Back to our subject. So we cannot differentiate, be picky to choose between the mitzvah. And not only that, we see here that to do one hard mitzvah is equal of doing one mitzvah 1,000 times. You do one easy mitzvah 1,000 times is compared to doing one mitzvah that you really toil for. Lefum tzara agal. That means that the harder it is, your oj, agra, the reward is much greater. So now that means a chacham looks for an easy mitzvah or a hard mitzvah.
Easy.
Easy?
Easy. easier because you can do multiple mitzvot.
How's that about a heart mitzvah? Because if you do one heart mitzvah, so now you have collected 1,000 mitzvah. No? You're credited for 1,000. One heart mitzvah. That's what Adon Daktor meant.
Yeah.
He said, you do one heart mitzvah.
That's how we took it as
well. One heart mitzvah that you do, then they give you 1,000 credit. Happened to be the story about a king, a melech, a padishah, that he wanted to some remodeling in his palace. So he hired the special craft people, painters, to do a special invention, creative things on the wall. So he picked two, the best one, the all of the candidates. So said, you know, you have to start at this date and finish at this date. Happened to be one was very pilpeli, felfeli they call it. Very swift, very zariz, very chabok. So working every day, you know, early, late. The other one was, they call it what? Yeah, sholoveli. Yeah, come, one day, this hour. Yeah. So now you're getting closer and closer to the deadline, right? So you see the other one, he almost finished. So he has, you know, another week to go. He says, no way I'm going to finish. So what do you do? So I got a big piece of mirror, put it right. And you're in front of the other one that's finished. So now the day of grand opening, they call it Par de Gushai, to open the curtain. So, right, everybody, you know, so all the great people, senators, you know, kings. So open one side, beautiful, look at this. Such a master. So the other side, he opens it, see exactly the same. Psh, wow. No, you're touched, you know, see the other side exactly. It's a copy of the other side. So the king, you know, start thinking, you know, what's happening here. He goes close and see, bah, 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 bah. You know, this guy, the chacham, put a mirror over there. So now, the festival finished. So now, the day came asking for wage. So the painter comes, the king gives him the money, you know, whatever that he promised them. So the other one, the mirror guy, comes, says, how about mine? He says, of course. So takes the bag of money that was supposed to give to the painter, the real one. So he says, this is for him, and then yours is right here, it's in the mirror. He put it right in front of the mirror. It's a nice story and has a lot of message. And that is, many times you want to do an easy thing. You know, you put a mirror for all the hard work that you're supposed to do. So what happens in Olam Elyon when you're supposed to take a reward? Yeah, Hashem put a mirror right in your home in Gan Eden. So that's what the whole message of these two mitzvot is all about. One is very easy. You know, Shibach HaRein, you know, you send the burden away. The other one, Kibbul Ad Vaim, wow. What the details he has, what the halachot he has. Wow. You have to be careful, watch out. You know, what you say, what you do, where you sit, how you react, how you respond. Wow. But it's worth it. It's worth it. Give you Arichut Yamim, have good children. What a great reward is going to have. And that's what exactly is all about. The little hardship is worth it. You get real money. But you just, you know, you're looking for the easy, you know, 1, 2, 3. What do you call it, 1, 2, 3? Chazak Baruch. Yeah, you know. This type of mitzvot, so the reward exactly is the same thing. It's a chick-chack reward. Every effort that we put in, you get 1,000 times back. Rabbeinu Harav Eliezer Papo, Harav brings in Yisef Pelei Yoetz, Vefum Tzara Agra. You know, you put a little time, you know, you put effort, preparation, You get such a reward back. Why? Because this shows I care, I love you, Ribbono Shel Olam. I accept without hardship, without not giving in. Giving in. Hashem says, you give in, I do the same thing for you. Hashem is like, you know, to be rewarded 1,000 times. Hashem, Yisgev Yishanam Adon Nachat, B'zal Hashem Yeshuot, Geula Shalman L'Kol Am Yisrael, Amen Kerat. Koyla Nishomot, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koyla Nishomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koyla Nishomot, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koyla Nishomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.